Fred Pyas attended a gay activist alliance meeting at the University of Houston in 1975 under the guise of research for the Daily Cougar. Within a week, he was out as a gay man and creating publications for the LGBT community. He became dedicated to the service of LGBT pride and dignity. He was an organizer of Houston Town Meeting 1 and the Houston Human Rights League and was secretary of the Gay Political Caucus. Pyas aspired to be a police officer in an era when it was not an option for a gay man. He helped organize the Montrose Patrol and published an educational brochure on how to behave during a police encounter. He documented cases of police officers that were prejudiced against the gay community to send to the Justice Department. His involvement with police department investigations began when he showed up at the police station with evidence from a gay homicide. This allowed him participation in future investigations involving the gay community. He collaborated with a detective, keeping him informed of his investigations. On December 20, 1976, Pyas went to gather evidence after hearing a police officer had killed a bartender. The victim, Gary Wayne Stock, a manager at the club Inside Outside, had been shot by Officer C.V. Hudson. The only witness was his partner, L.L. Fulgrim. Pyas obtained the autopsy and police reports, but they did not match. He reassembled the pieces to determine the real story. In the early morning hours of the day of the Pride Parade, 1980, police officer Kevin McCoy shot Pyas in the back of the head. He claimed Pyas was resisting arrest, causing the gun to discharge. The first person to arrive at the scene was Sergeant L.L. Fulgrim. The murder cast a pall of anger and grief on the parade. Many participants wore black armbands. The Fred Pyas Task Force was created to prevent a police cover-up and pressured for a grand jury indictment. The Fred Pyas Candlelight March for Justice was held July 22nd with 1,000 people marching from City Hall to Houston Police Department headquarters. In October 1980, McCoy was indicted by a grand jury on a charge of criminally negligent homicide, a Class C misdemeanor. In September of 1981, he was acquitted. Pyas's family did not seek justice for his death, and they chose to dispose of his property. As a result, the community lost not only a vital leader, but also the photographs, diaries, and documents related his work. In the Doonesbury comic strip in February 1976, Andy Lippincott, a classmate of law school student Joni Caucus, told her that he was gay. Dozens of papers opted not to publish the storyline, with Miami Herald editor Larry Jinks saying, "We just decided we weren't ready for homosexuality in a comic strip." When the Houston Post opted not to run the series, Fred Pyas sent press releases announcing that the Gay Activists Alliance would make it available. The controversy was covered every day for 2 weeks by television and radio news, helping Doonesbury to reach an even broader audience than ever before.